Hey everybody, this is Oe Zeph here, O-Z Inspires on Instagram and Twitter. That's O-Z Inspires. Look me up, follow me, like my stuff, share it. You know, I talk about life, I talk about cryptocurrency. I'm not a financial expert, only a cryptocurrency enthusiast. And, you know, I'm big on life experiences. I had a little bit going on, as we all do. But, you know, one thing that makes me unique is my upbringing. I come from... My mother was a teacher. My father was is still a carpenter. And born and raised on the Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota, into the Lakota culture. Lakota Sioux people is what most people know us by. But, you know, so some of my experiences in life, some of my hardships, I had to endure them and overcome them with cultural teachings. And you know what, I'm so glad I was raised the way I was, because I have been beating it, I guess is how I'm gonna put it. The post-traumatic stress disorder that I received or received from the Army, you know, from being in Afghanistan as a medic, where I served as a combat medic, Charlie Company 725, 7th Battalion, 25th Infantry Division. I was a medic in a... we served in the furthest forward surgical hospital in a combat zone, so we saw a lot of stuff. We were about 5 miles from the Pakistan border, near the Hindu Kush Mountains, and, you know, everything serious came through us. And we shipped it out, you know, after we did our part, and my job was to deliver the patients to the doctors from the front gate, from the flight line, from the medevacs, and sometimes we volunteered and picked them up in the medevacs. So, you know, I had a little bit of experience there, and when I got home, it affected me in such a way that I didn't know that it could do that to you. I didn't know why I couldn't sleep. I didn't know why I was on edge. I didn't know why I was anxious. I didn't know why I was having anxiety attacks. I didn't, you know, all this stuff. I didn't know why. And finally, I went to a doc, you know, a VA doctor, a Veterans Affairs clinic, and went to the psychiatrist and sought help. And she was like, you know, you have PTSD, and I didn't know what that was. You know, I was going through a divorce. I just thought I needed help for my divorce. Life's life, and it's tough sometimes. And she said, you have PTSD. I didn't know what that was, so I Googled it. And that was about 2006, so Google was around. And all the symptoms on there, I was like, that's me. You know, that's what I was experiencing. Paranoia, sleeplessness, just everything on the list, man, that's me. So, you know, I took that and started seeking healing over the next, well, since then. That was 2006, this is 2018. You know what, I'm not healed, but I've come a long way. I'm still here. And I'm beating it. I tell you what, I'm beating it. We have our moments, and as we all do. But I tell you what, man, the Lakota culture saved my life. So when I speak about hardships, you know, I'm coming at it from an experience unlike these VA doctors that I sought help from. No, they don't know anything about this stuff right here. And they could do very little to help me, actually. You know what did help was just talking to somebody. And I give them that. They were there for me for that. But the Lakota culture saved my life. And I give my props to my mom and my pops for teaching me about it. Now, that's life, you know. So, that's just a little bit about my history. And and where I come from. But on top of that, I want to talk about success in life. Well, after you overcome your hardships, where do you go from there? One thing that I struggle with right now is being raised, well, the county on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation that I grew up on is, I think it still is, or it was, first or second poorest county as a income per capita in the country. Poorest county in the country, or second poorest county in the country, doesn't really matter. Unemployment rates, 85%, 90%. Probably 90% when I was growing up. About 85% now. A little bit of progress. You know, so things are a little tough where I was growing up. So, growing up in that environment, you know, regardless of the culture, I had the culture. Beautiful. Our Lakota culture is beautiful. I wouldn't be alive if it wasn't for our culture. But the other culture, the poverty, growing up among impoverished people, you know, the ills, the social ills of impoverished people, drug addiction, alcoholism, it's the same everywhere. We didn't have it any worse or any better than anybody else. It's the same everywhere. So, you know, with that in mind, you grow up, your brain is wired a certain way when you grew up with that. So you grow up like recognizing it, it's always being pointed out, and they're facts, you know, that the alcoholism is like this, and the death rate, the life expectancy is like this, and you know, those are facts. It's true and it's real. I grew up in it. But one thing that I have a hard time overcoming today is always remembering it. Now, I'm not, you know, trying to forget the things that were done wrong to my people, by the government. And I think we know what that is. And if you don't, shoot me a message, or can we still... Hey guys, it's me again. I got cut off earlier. I apologize. I do these podcasts while I'm on the road. I have a long drive, so I just like to talk and think. And it's really healing for me. So, you know, earlier today, I posted a podcast. And, you know, I'm talking about the social ills of impoverished people and the drug addiction, the alcoholism, the depression that the communities are faced with. And, you know, and how being raised in that environment wires your brain in such a way that you don't believe you can succeed. You don't believe it. And it's not anything you can do. The only way to get out of it is to believe, well, it really is, to believe in yourself. To not be afraid to make the leap into something new. Into new projects, into new lives, into new careers, and, you know, just to not be afraid. And I'll tell you something, you know, what I'm talking about right now, the change of careers. I have a good job, I make some decent money, but there's more for me out there, and I want to see it, and I want to do it. But you know what? I'm afraid. But there's a difference between now and, say, last year this time, even 10 months ago, 8 months ago. Now I'm aware that I'm afraid. So you know what you're going to do with that, right? Or what we have to do with that. We got to knock that ish out of here. We got to get rid of that. You can't be having that around. Can't be afraid. There's no room for fear here. But fear, a little bit of fear is natural. A little bit of fear is normal. It keeps you alive. It does. It really does. But you cannot let it hold you back from growth, from success. You know what? I'm going to go get it. I'm going to go get it. I have something that I am on the cusp of. I am about to take that step and make that leap. And I'm just going to make it happen. No fear. No fear. In our culture, we have this saying. It goes like this. Nonke nula wan uelo. Nonke nula wan uelo. Nonke nula wan uelo. It means I am ready at any time for anything. No fear. Now, that was a statement, a motto that our warriors lived by back in the day. It meant that they were ready for anything at any time, including death. So, you know, you lived your life by that motto. You got up early, prepared, because you didn't want to get caught sleeping, or you didn't want to be caught sleeping when the enemy showed up. A long time ago, things are different than they are right now, but you know, you had to worry about the enemy sneaking into the village and such, you know, things like that. Well, today, it's not like that. But I can still have no fear. Today, my no fear is in business, in education, everything from the ground up. From being raised in the poorest county in the United States to receiving my master's degree to receiving my bachelor's degree to going to law school. Now, I didn't graduate, but you know what? I got there, and then I realized that this ain't for me. So, you know, no fear, man. We gotta just go for it. Take the leap. Take the leap. Now, really, I'm talking to you, but I'm talking to myself at the same time. Because I'm telling you, there's something that I can see, but I am afraid. And I know I shouldn't be afraid, but you know what? We got people around us. You know, we got kids to worry about. We got kids we got to feed. We got bills we got to pay. We got to keep the lights on. So, you know, that adds to it. You know, a little bit of uncertainty when you have kids is not a good thing. You don't want to be homeless with kids. So the fear is justified. But what do we do with it? How do we move forward? Don't ask, man. Just do it. Don't ask how. Don't ask what if. What if I fail? What if you succeed? Think about that. Don't be afraid to move forward, to jump, to take the leap. You know, if it comes down to it where making money, being successful is a necessity, guess what's going to happen? You're going to be successful. So, rewire your brain for success. If you were raised in a situation similar to me, you know, in a poor county or poor city or poor area, and success was like a dream away that was unreachable, but it's there now. You've got yourself to that point. You can go another step. You can take another step. You might fall. You're going to fall. What do they say? 7 times, but get back up 8. Don't quit. You're going to fail your way to success. That's how you achieve success. You're going to get there. I believe in you. There are some reprogramming techniques that I'm incorporating in my children. You know, I'm putting messages around the house. You are powerful. I believe in you. You have greatness in you, as Les Brown says. You have greatness in you. I bought some cheap dry erase boards from Walmart. I think they're like $4. And stuck them in front of the door, stuck them on the fridge, stuck them in the hallway in my room. And we just write messages on them. And then I ask the kids to repeat what's on that board before they leave in the morning for school. We love you. That's also on there. But you know what? There's nothing like that message coming from a parent. There's nothing like it. We love you. We are proud of you. Make us proud. I put that on there. So I'm rewiring my children's brains right now. You can be successful. You can be powerful. You are powerful. You know, I didn't learn this until I was 30 or so. I'm 38 now. I didn't realize that the law of attraction was real. In our Lakota culture, we have... it's real too. It's the same concept. The same concept where if you believe in something, you repeat something over and over and over, you're going to make it happen. And there is a spiritual explanation for that from a Lakota perspective, that our thoughts and our prayers and our words, they have spirits. And believe it or not, I've seen some things. I've seen little, the only way I can explain it is a little glowing light come out of somebody's mouth or a little glowing light come out of somebody's head, you know. And the only thing, only explanation that I have for that is that that is their thought or that is their word or that, you know, that is what it is. So our thoughts from a Lakota perspective have spirits. They travel. They travel to their destination and they create. So if you have hate for somebody, if you have anger for somebody, that is traveling. Those leave you, your body, your mind, your mouth, and travel to their destination. Now, remember the law of attraction, because guess what's going to come back? Guess what you're going to attract? That same thing, that hate, that anger. Now flip it. Flip it to wishing people success, being happy for people when they're successful. Now what's going to come back to you? It's going to take time, and you're going to have to be patient. But you don't just think it and it happens. You think it and you create it. You don't just vibrate to success. Let me know how that works for you. And teach me how to do it if you know how to do it. You got to create. You got to make it happen. Get out there. There's going to be late nights. There's going to be sleepless nights. But you're going to put in work. You're going to go to work. You know what pays the bills for now. Come home. Get to work again. Take a dinner break or something, but get to work. Stay up, get some stuff done, go to sleep, do it over again until you make it happen for yourself. Now this is, you know, the reason why that I'm telling y'all this, because I didn't understand this growing up, where I grew up, that success was a dream away for me. It was untouchable. So I'm still reprogramming my brain. I'm still thinking that I gotta win. I have kids to provide for. When I leave this earth, I want to leave something for my children. Not just my old clothes either. You know, I want to leave some property for them. I want to leave some money for them. I want to leave a bank account for them. There's more waiting for you out there. You need to go out and get it. Start today. Don't wait. Start today. Now is the time. There is no better time than right now. Don't ask yourself, well, I'm 48 and I need to change careers. You know, what do you think about that? No. You know when the best time to change careers is? Right now. Change careers. Make it happen. Write that book you've always wanted to write. Write that song you've always wanted to sing. Learn to play that guitar that you've always wanted to learn. That's the way to do it. You can do it. I believe in you. I believe in you. I'm Always Zephyr. OZ Inspires on Instagram and Twitter. Give me a follow. Give me a like. My Facebook page coming soon. I'm working on it. I'm working on it. Y'all have a good day. I love you. Good morning, guys. This is OE Zephyr, OZ Inspires on Instagram and Twitter. I talk about life. I talk about cryptocurrency. And I like basketball, too. So I might throw some basketball in there. Success in life, basketball, and everything in between. I'm OE Zephyr. Thank you for listening in. And this morning, something come across my desk that I thought was worthy of some discussion. Now, recently, I've been dealing with some hardships. You know, they're probably not as big as I made them out to be, but they were hardships nonetheless. You know, my mountains are my mountains, and I was overcoming them. So I got lost in the negativity. Not so lost that I didn't know where I was at, but I was overwhelmed. I broke down and I had a moment. So we all get there, right? We all have that time where it's just too much and we wanna release, we wanna step away from whatever is causing the pain, the emotion, and run. You know, the fight or flight response. Some of us fight, some of us run. Well, sometimes it's good to fight and sometimes it's good to run. For example, my situation, I was thinking about doing some things. I'm not gonna say what it is, but you know, I wasn't like harming myself or anything like that. But I felt like, you know, there were some things in my life that if I let go of, I could grow farther, faster, sooner. But those things are also, I also kind of need those things. So letting go of them is difficult. I talked to a few friends and I put out a cry for help. I have a lot of people around me that are very positive, and that's thanks to the Les Brown Training Institute, the Les Brown Maximum Achievement Team. And, you know, I attended Les Brown conference seminar in Boca Raton, Florida, last October, and I met a lot of awesome people. And it just opened my eyes, because I didn't know the world could have that many amazing people in one room. So, with that in mind, I put out a cry for help for those people, with those people, a few of them. And a few of them answered, all of them answered, actually. But you know what? Les Brown says, surround yourself with the people that you want to be like. Right? If you want to be a millionaire, you surround yourself with millionaires. If you are the smartest person in the group, you need to find yourself a new group. If you are the wealthiest person in the group, you need to find yourself a new group. That's life, man. If you want to be a college basketball player and you're in high school, surround yourself with college basketball players. If you want to be an NBA basketball player, surround yourself with NBA basketball players or NBA caliber basketball players. So that's just the way it works, right? So what I did was I attended this event in Florida for the Les Brown Training Institute. And after the event, they all added me on Facebook. Great. And, you know, it turned out great, man. These are some cool people. I got to know them there, and they're inspiring, every one of them. So what I did was, now, you know how Facebook, I don't know if your Facebook is that this way, but mine was extremely negative, just negative, negative, negative Facebook posts from all family and friends. Well, if your family and friends are putting that out there into the universe, and you're tired of it, just delete them like I did, or hide their Facebook feed. Now, my Facebook feed is all people talking. They want to be inspirational speakers. So now I have all these cool videos of people practicing being inspirational. And you know what that does to your brain? You begin to reprogram your brain. So I am going to go out on a whim here and say that 10 the Les Brown Training Institute, man, it'd be probably one of the best things you could do for yourself. It costs a little bit, but if you can find somebody to pay for it for you, your organization, your company, it is public speaker training, call it that, because it is, you'll come out of there a better speaker. I did. Now, that was just one event. They had another one just this past weekend that I couldn't make it to. I wanted to attend so much, but I couldn't make it. So, you know, with that in mind, you'll surround yourself with people of the caliber that you want to be like. You want to be a crab in a bucket? Hang out with crabs in the bucket. You want to be an inspiration? Hang out with inspirational people. Now, back to what I was talking about. My situation, I put out a cry for help and these people answered. I tagged 3 or 4 of them in it and they all responded and they all offered some advice. They all gave me their phone number, said give them a call. Well, I didn't call any of them because I felt like some of the things they said in the messages was enough for me to keep going. This is what they told me to do, and I'm going to tell you it's the same thing because it's great advice. I was focused on the negative that was bringing me down, that was overwhelming, that was exhausting. I was hating the situation that I was in. I was hating it, and I wanted to leave right now. But what, you know, they all had a good piece to say, but one of them said something that really rang out, and that was, don't focus on the negative. Focus on the positive. And then focus on the positive that the situation brings into your life. Because like I said, I need the situation. I need it to provide. But I felt like, you know, I feel like I can grow more without it. So for now, until I can get out of this situation, I got to put up with it, right? So I'm going to focus on the positive. And that's what I've been doing. And I tell you what, it is so much easier. I am not focused on the negative. I'm focused on the positive. It is so much easier to deal with. You know, it's like water off a duck's back. Don't sweat the small stuff because it's all small stuff. I think that was Dr. Richard Carlson that wrote a book on that. So that's what I'm going to tell you guys. If you are in a situation in life where you are overwhelmed with negativity, I'm going to tell you one thing, and this is going to help you deal with it if you want to let it go, truly want to let it go and not just dwell on it, then you need to do this one thing. You need to focus on the positive of the situation. And if it's not positive and you can't find a dang thing about it, then get out of the situation. Stop complaining and move on. Fortunately, there are some positives with my situation. And I found them. They were always there. I was just getting overwhelmed by the negativity. You can do that too. I'm sure it's happened. Find the positive things about your situation, whatever that is. I'm not going to pretend to know, like, you know, pretend to know what it is, but find the positive in your situation and concentrate on that. What does that bring to your life? And if there is nothing, like I said, if there is nothing positive about the negativity that you're enduring, the situation you're in, then drop it. Move on. Quit complaining about it. Do something about it. And if you can't because it's, say, your job, then you need to create some other sources of income. You know what? I really sat down this weekend and I started writing my book. I had a book in mind for a long time. I sat down and I kicked out about 7,000 words for my book. I'm going to call that chapter one. Chapter two began already. I'm going to create some more income for my family. Additional income on top of my job is going to make things a little bit easier for us, right? Give us a vacation once a year, twice a year. An investment into cryptocurrency. More Bitcoin. Bitcoin's at a low right now. I wish I had some more money to put into Bitcoin, right? Bitcoin's pretty, it was low the other day anyway. 6,500 I think it was at. But, you know, things are looking pretty good right now. That's what I did to get out of my situation. To get my mind right, that's what you need to do. Find the positive. Dig deep. Endure. And you know, I have this thing I'm going to call the four rules of overcoming the mountains in your life. The first one is just pray. The second one is just pray. And the third one is, you guessed it, just pray. There are more, but I'll get to those later. You guys have a nice day. Doksha ake wa chiang kinkde. I'll see you again. I'm always there for OZ and Spires on Instagram and Twitter. Check me out, OZ Inspires. Later. Hi, everybody. I'm OE Zephyr, OZ Inspires on Instagram and Twitter. Give me a follow. Like my stuff. Share it if you can. Please, I'd appreciate it. Thank you very much. Today, I want to talk about people who suck the life out of you. Life suckers. They suck the energy out of you. You know, you have a few of those people in your life. I did. You know, I was smart enough, though, at a young age to cut them off. You know, growing up where I grew up, there's a lot of those type of people around. And I learned to cut them off early. So fortunately for me, I did that at an early age. Those type of people that introduced drugs and alcohol into my life. I had a very short stint with drugs and alcohol. It didn't last more than one or, you know, a few experiences, and I cut it off. I was a wise 14-year-old, 15-year-old, and my brother, for example, he wasn't wiser than me. He never even touched the stuff. But there are some people that come into our world, right? And they just rock our world with negativity. Maybe they aren't a part of our personal life. Maybe they are a part of our professional life. And we can't do anything about it. So we have to endure it. But the one thing we can control is our personal space and what we allow into our home, if it's our home. And if it's not your home, and you don't have a choice in who comes into your space, then you better change some things. Get yourself out of that situation. Do what it takes. Baby steps. Just make progress. A little bit of progress here and there, you'll get it done. But we are responsible for the energy that comes into our lives. Whether that is negative or positive, that is going to affect what you do from day to day. That energy is going to program your brain. I'm going to share a little something. This is, you know, this is personal with me. I am a very spiritual being, a very spiritual person, and my spirituality comes from our culture as a Lakota, Dakota, Nakota. I'm actually not Lakota. I am Da and Nakota. My dad is Southern Cheyenne and Arapaho, Native American, if you don't know what that is. And on my mom's side, there's some French. So that's where my last name comes from, Zephyr. Z-E-P-H-I-E-R. You know, Zephyr is a wind, I believe, in Z-E-P-H-Y-R. Anyway, so that's a little bit about my background. But I grew up just straight Lakota. I don't know anything else. Growing up on a Pine Ridge Reservation, home of the Oglala Lakota people. Mom's from 4 hours away, where the Da and Nakota live. But so I grew up, you know, all Lakota. No church-going people in my immediate family. We try to be traditional. We believe in the traditional ways of our people. So I am very spiritual, being very connected when it comes to prayer and Unchi Maka, Mother Earth, and Grandfather Sky, Grandfather Sun, very connected. So I'm very aware of the energy that comes into my life, of the spiritual beings that come into my life. I'm very in tune with when there's negative energy around me, even if it's a spiritual energy. And I'll tell you this secret that I have. Because I am a veteran, and because I struggle with PTSD from combat, I've learned to become very in touch with my body and my mind, and again, the energy around me. And I could feel it. This is a trick I've learned. Whenever you feel like you're anxious, you're on edge, you're gonna explode, be very aware that something has come around you, some sort of spiritual energy or spiritual entity. And its sole purpose might be to ruin your day, to make you do something stupid, to make you get drunk. Honestly, from a spiritual perspective, there are ghosts, there are spiritual entities out there that they just want to get drunk. They just want to feel that high again that they did whenever they were a human being. So you're learning a little bit from me today on spirituality from my perspective. And I'll go a little further with it. There's this trick that I do. I use sage, right? Sage is very common nowadays. It's a purifier of the negative energy. And else, it does work in the moment. It does work while it's there. But when it clears, the entities can come back. The spiritual energy can come back. So I read a lot of stuff online where people say, well, you know, well, there's this bad spirit in my home and I burned sage and it didn't work. Well, yeah, it worked for the time that it was burning. But this thing came back, whatever it was. So they do that. But sage, you know, I don't know if there's a specific kind of sage that works better than others. I use what grows in South Dakota and I know that works for me. So this little trick I do. Whenever I feel on edge, like I'm going to explode, I'm irritated, I know there's something around controlling me, trying to drive me crazy. I could feel it. Sometimes I could even hear it. That sounds crazy too. But like I said, I'm very in tune, spiritually in tune. And I listen to these things. And sometimes they say some wild stuff. You know, I hear voices. Don't get mad because I hear them and you don't. But what I do to stop them is, you know, the VA, they gave me pain meds, psych meds, whatever. They gave me all sorts of stuff. None of it worked. And what I learned from them is they try their best, but it don't work. What worked for me is my culture, my Lakota culture, Dakota culture, Nakota culture. We call ourselves the Buffalo people. Now, what worked for me is that sage. I'll take a small piece of sage, even one leaf, two leaves, three leaves. I'll put it in a little ball and I'll stuff it in my ears. That will help me calm down. That'll help my anxiety. And it works well. And if anybody, you know, I'm going on out on a limb here and talking about this stuff. This is personal stuff. But I want to help you. I want to help you guys. Try it sometime. Like I said, I don't know if it matters what type of sage you use to decrease anxiety. But the kind I use is what grows right here in my homeland, South Dakota. Now, what was I saying? You know, I was talking about energy and what you allow into your space. You have to be very in tune. And if you're not that in tune, like I just described about myself, then work on getting there. Open your mind. Open your heart. Listen with your mind. We all have that ability to listen with our mind to spiritual beings that are talking to us. I remind myself of some hippie that I've seen on TV or something right now. But I'm telling you, folks, there is really something to this. And if you want to criticize others for it, you just don't know. Some things are true whether you believe in them or not. So be very in tune with what you allow into your space, into your world. And if you can't do anything about it, know how to protect yourself from it. And if you can't do anything about it, take baby steps to get away from it. I have. I've been taking baby steps to get away from my combat memories. You know, the memories that I've experienced in death. While in war, there was a lot of death. And I've been taking baby steps, seeking help since then. And you know what? I've come a long way. And it's thanks to my culture and my Lakota way. I'm actually writing a book about it. And I hope to be done within, you know, by the end of 2018. I haven't set a release date yet. I'll let you know the title when I know the title. It's coming along. I'm very, very excited. I see it as a new career path in life. We're going to make some headway. We're going to get this coaching thing going. I'm looking forward to working with you guys. I hope you're looking forward to working with me. You know, the plan is to coach people in life, in overcoming hardship. And I love basketball too. If you haven't heard, I coach high school basketball. I've coached middle school basketball as well. I've been coaching basketball since I was maybe 14 years old. With kids that were maybe 9 years old, 10 years old. They're just a few years younger than me, but I was coaching back then. So I love basketball. I love the challenge of the game, and I love the challenge of life. And everything I've learned coaching basketball, I can actually apply to coaching people in life. I've applied to my own life. So, I'm looking forward to working with you guys, and stand by for the release date on my book. I'm going to hold off on telling you what it is exactly right now. So, hey, you guys have a great day. I love you all. Be powerful. Be successful. And use your pain to grow from it. Toksha ake. I'll see you again. Hi everybody, I'm always Zephyr, OZ Inspires on Instagram and Twitter, OZ Inspires. I talk about life, cryptocurrency. I'm not a financial expert, so don't follow my advice, please. Today, I want to talk about kindness and an affirmation that I've had in my mind this morning. It goes something like this. I choose kindness over being right, directing love to override ego. What's ego? Les Brown says, ego is edging God out of your life. Now, what does that mean? You know, being kind to other people is sometimes tough, especially when they're difficult. You know, when they're being difficult with us. So, what we internalize, you know, we have a choice. We choose to fire back with what comes at us. Somebody's pushing our buttons. We make the choice to fire back, get angry, let them ruin our day. We make that choice. Now, if you choose to be kind, you're going to project kindness outside of you. But how do you project kindness whenever you're hurting and you're in pain? You have to be healing or healed from the pain that we have. We all have pain. We all have trauma. We have to be healing from it, if not healed. But to be healed and healing, we have to project healing. Now, kind of don't, you know, make sense. Kind of, it's kind of confusing. But if we want to be, you know, the healed person, a good person, somebody that doesn't hurt inside. I've endured this. You know, if I wanted to stop hurting from my trauma from the war, from Afghanistan. So I had to project kindness and be healed and act healed in order to get the healing I wanted. I had to want to be healed. Man, it's tough though, right? This is tough. Life is difficult. But if we want to project kindness, we need to be kind. We need to be healed. I'm just going around and around in circles with this, but that's what it is. Life is a circle. You know, we're born, we grow old, we die. From the Lakota perspective, we come from the stars and we return to the stars. Our body goes back to the earth. Now, life is a circle. Some say it's a spiral. If your life is a spiral, you need to stop spinning out of control. Life is a circle. That's a Lakota philosophy, folks. We have something we could teach, and I hope you listen. Project kindness today. Be kind to others. Don't let others' actions determine what kind of day you're going to have. Project kindness. That's all I got for you today. Think about that. Learn from it. Grow from it. Grow with it. I'm always Zephyr OZ Inspires. Love you all. Have a great day. Good morning. I'm always Zephyr OZ Inspires on Instagram and Twitter. And that was just a little bit of KILI Radio. If you don't know, well, look them up. KILI.org. Local radio station on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. So this morning, I woke up refreshed. I had a good night's sleep. And I'm just feeling good, man. I'm feeling inspired to talk about what I don't even know. I just felt good enough. Like, you know, some mornings you wake up and you didn't have enough sleep, or you stayed up late and you wake up groggy, and I hate waking up like that. I like 8 hours of sleep, 6 hours at the very least. The other night though, what was it? I think it was Sunday night. Sunday night about 3 days ago. I stayed up late. I was working on a business website plan model thing, and then I stayed up. I don't know. I stayed up till maybe 3, and I have to get up at 6 for work. So I got about 2.5 hours of sleep, 3 hours of sleep, and I was like groggy all day long, and you know, I feel like I'm intoxicated, but I'm not, you know, but I feel like I'm drunk, and I hated it. I hate it. I hate it. So I need my sleep, honestly. If I'm gonna be a motivated, good attitude kind of guy throughout the day, man, I need some rest. I don't know. I know whenever you're an entrepreneur, you lose sleep, and that's okay. But I think I'm gonna lose my sleep on Friday night so I can sleep in on Saturday. Cause going to work, you know, for my 9 to 5 or 8 to 5, 8 to 4:30, 8 to 4:30 job is I can't be sleepy. I can't be tired. It's a demanding job. Not physically, but emotionally and spiritually and all of that good stuff, mentally. So that's that, but this business thing is rolling. I don't know what's gonna come of it. You know, it's just the beginning. It's the beginning of the beginning of the beginning in the beyond of the beyond of the beyond. My uncle says that. My uncle, it's from the beyond of the beyond of the beyond. What does that mean? Like 900 million light years away? I don't know what that means. But anyway, so it's in the beginning stages and I'm working on it. Should be another few days before I get it up and rolling. It's a e-commerce product sales print website, printing, you know, selling custom print products, pet products, actually, to be more specific. I'm gonna try that out and see what happens. Run some ads and maybe it'll work out, maybe it won't. But whatever. If it works out, you might never hear from me again because I might be making some bank and then I'll just disappear off the face of the earth. I'm just kidding. I wouldn't do that. I know my listeners. Excuse me. My listeners and my friends, they need inspiration and I would love to help them. I'd love to coach them along to their success. And I tell you what, friends, don't be afraid to fail. Don't be afraid to fail because success is made in a pile of mistakes, in a pile of failures. Fail forward, fail often. What does Will Smith say? Fail forward, fail often. I forget the third one. But so don't be afraid to fail. Go at failure or go at something head on. Give it your all. If you lose, you lose. You learned. We don't really learn. I mean, we don't really lose. We just learn from our mistakes. That's life, folks. Do that. Be afraid of nothing. Fear nothing. Nanke nula wa uwelo, as our Lakota warriors would say it. I am ready for anything at any time, including death. Nanke nula wa uwelo. That means I'm ready for anything at any time, and that means death too. So that's my mindset, that's my motto, and it's just something I live by as a veteran of the Army and a former combat medic in the Army, Sergeant Zephyr. I'm your man. Hey, check me out on OZ Inspires on Instagram and Twitter. Also on Facebook now. I created the public Facebook page, OZ Inspires, facebook.com/OZ Inspires. You should be able to find me. So I'll talk to you guys later. I didn't have much going on today. I'm driving. I'm always driving. I'm always going somewhere. Pine Ridge Reservation is full of roads and miles of open prairie between communities, between towns, and between cities. And that's just South Dakota for you as well. So, but it's a beautiful country and I wouldn't have it any other way. You guys have a great day. Doksha ake wa chiang kingte. I'll see you again later. Hey everybody, this is OE Zephyr. OZ on OZ Inspires on Instagram and Twitter. That's at OZ Inspires. Look me up. I'm also on Facebook, facebook.com/OZ Inspires. Look me up. Give me a follow, a like, and share my stuff. I'd appreciate it very much if you do that. Now, I have a proud daddy moment I want to talk about. Proud daddy here. Now, my son, he's a freshman in high school. You know, he played freshman ball this year, and he made the sophomore team, I believe is what they call it. Sophomore team. So, okay. I always talked to him. I was a big basketball fan and player when I was in high school and grade school. Played a lot of basketball, mostly because that's all there is to do where I come from. Just play basketball. So, I was decent. I was decent at it. Being, you know, I'm about 6'4". I played like, I'm not bragging or anything, but I played like a big man. I was a 6'8", 6'4" guy. I was aggressive. So I took my lessons in basketball and life. And my son, who I believe looks up to me, wanted to, wants to make me proud. So he's trying out basketball, and I would do some daddy coaching. You know, I'm not there coaching like one of those angry parents, but I'm doing the daddy coaching thing because he lives in another state. So I talk to him about attitude. I talk to him about training and what he needs to do, and most of it is attitude. You know, hey, you want to be the best. This is what you got to do. You got to hang around people who want to be the best. You want to be stronger, faster, you got to hang around those kind of people. If you're not good at shooting, find something you're good at. You know, my son doesn't have the most, nicest looking shot. But, you know, okay, you can't shoot very well, so let's perfect your defense. Let's perfect your rebounding. Something else that the coach will want to put you in the game to do. Well, it turned out that maybe basketball isn't his calling. Because, you know, it's too early to say this, but the high school football coach recognized his athletic ability and apparently was asking around about him and got a bunch of good reviews. You know, positive kid, competitive spirit, very athletic. And that's what other people are saying about him when he was asking around. So he wrote my son a letter, you know, I heard these great things about you, and I'd really enjoy it if you would come out and play high school football with us. So I'm all for it, man. I love basketball, but I also realize there are other sports. And sometimes if you're not 6'8", 6'9", or taller, then, you know, how far you can go with those sports is really limited. That's just the truth. You have to be something else, you know, if you're going to be like little Isaiah Thomas, both of them, and make it in the NBA, etc. I'm not saying it's impossible. What I am saying is sometimes the calling pulls us in different directions. And if we aren't listening, then we miss an opportunity. I look back at my days in high school and think, well, you know what? I stood a better chance at making a college football team than I did at making basketball. I loved basketball, but maybe I should have played college football, or maybe I should have went for college football. You know, being 6'4", I was a big dude. I was fast. So, you know, it's not something I regret. I got my degree. I went to school on an academic scholarship, and I just went to school. I did play some a little bit of basketball and men's volleyball, believe it or not. So life pulls us in different directions. I don't have one regret, and I encourage my son to go ahead and play some football. Go ahead, son, go for it. That's what I told him. Go for it. You know what you got to do, though? You got to hit the weights. Starting now, he's a little slender. He needs to hit the weights. Just the lesson there, though, that when you're positive and competitive, and lifting people up around you. You're not the whiner type. People want you around. People are going to recognize it. No matter what you're doing, whether that's at work, at school, at a job, if you are just a hard worker and you just do what you need to do, people are watching. And if people aren't watching, then that's okay too. Because what will happen is you might get run out of a dysfunctional environment and then end up in a better one. So that's okay. Things always happen for a reason. We move on to bigger and better things. At one time, I was a police officer. I loved it. I loved being a police officer. I loved helping people. At one time, I was a soldier, and I went to war. I loved it. I loved being a soldier. I loved going to war. You know, there's some things that happened to me as a result that I didn't know were going to happen as a result of seeing wartime stuff, the trauma that comes with seeing wartime stuff and being a combat medic in combat. Some things occurred to my brain that I wasn't ready for. But that's life. We adapt and we overcome. We endure. We build from it. We grow from it. That pain that I have from my experiences, that's what I've done with it. I'm growing from it, baby. I'm growing from it. I'm not healed. I might not be healed ever. But I'm growing from it. I'm not going to let it hold me back. So take your positive attitude or the negative situation that you're in and look at it from a positive aspect in terms of what blessings does this situation give me? What blessings does this dysfunctional job give me? Ask yourself these questions. Whatever it is that's troubling you, what blessings are coming from this relationship? Look at those positive things. Focus on that. And move forward. If you're having a difficult time, if you're depressed, you're going to move ahead and you're going to get out of that situation. Or you're going to endure it and get through those moments. Sometimes those moments last a week. Sometimes they last a day. Sometimes they last a year. But doing this, focusing on the positive, will help you get through anything. And I'm a big man of prayer. I love praying, and I do it daily. So I'm going to also go out. I'm also going to say that we all need to pray. That'll get you through it. Ask for help. Don't be afraid to ask for help. You're not weak because you ask for help. You are strong because you ask for help. Thank you for listening. I'm Oe Zephyr, OZ Inspires, on Instagram and Twitter. Facebook.com/OZ Inspires. I'll talk to you guys later. Have a great day. I love you all.